Welcome to the Immigrants in the USA podcast, where we understand that the journey of moving to a new country is filled with both hope and challenges. As immigrants ourselves, we have experienced firsthand the excitement of starting anew while navigating the complexities of life in America. Our podcast was born out of a deep desire to offer support and guidance to others like us, those who are already living here or dreaming of making the leap. Each week, we share three thoughtfully crafted episodes that cover an array of essential topics, from understanding American education systems and exploring travel destinations to achieving professional success and mastering financial literacy. Our mission is simple: to empower you with valuable insights and practical advice as you chart your own path in this diverse land. Whether you're seeking tips on improving your English skills or looking for inspiration on how to thrive in your new environment, we're here for you every step of the way. Together, let's navigate this beautiful tapestry of experiences that define life as an immigrant in the USA. Welcome to the Immigrants in the United States of America podcast. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Fridays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Amazing Road Trips in the United States of America, to help you discover interesting destinations throughout the United States of America. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Thank you for joining today's podcast episode of Immigrants in the United States of America. Today, we will focus on Maestro Circe's ebook, Amazing Road Trips in the United States of America. Today, we focus on Chapter 1, The Great American Road Trip, with subchapters, Road Trip Etiquette, and Capturing Memories, Road Trip Photography. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1, The Great American Road Trip. Road Trip Etiquette. First and foremost, let's talk about rest stops. It's common knowledge that road trips can be physically exhausting, and periodic breaks at rest stops are vital for refreshing both the mind and body. However, it is essential to understand the etiquette that governs these rest areas. When entering a rest stop, I always ensure that I am considerate of others. This means parking my vehicle within the designated parking spaces and leaving enough space for neighboring vehicles. I also make a conscientious effort not to block the flow of traffic when entering or exiting the rest area. Once inside the rest stop, it's important to remember that you're sharing a space with countless other travelers. Common courtesy goes a long way here. I always try to keep the noise level down, especially during late hours, so as not to disturb fellow travelers who may be resting or trying to catch a quick nap. Additionally, cleanliness is crucial. I make a point to clean up after myself and dispose of any trash properly. Keeping the restrooms and common areas clean not only ensures a pleasant experience for myself, but for others as well. Another aspect of road trip etiquette that often goes overlooked is sharing the road with other travelers. While it can be tempting to let the open road entice you into speeding or reckless driving, it's important to remember that we are not the only ones on the road. Maintaining a safe distance from the vehicle ahead, using turn signals when changing lanes, and driving at a reasonable speed are all part of being a responsible driver. In addition to practicing safe driving habits, it is also essential to be considerate of other drivers. This means refraining from tailgating, excessive honking, or engaging in road rage behaviors. The open road should be a place of tranquility and freedom, not a battleground for aggression and impatience. By respecting other drivers, we create a safe and enjoyable environment for everyone. Now, let's talk about respecting local customs. One of the joys of road tripping is exploring different regions and immersing ourselves in the local culture. However, it is essential to approach these experiences with respect and sensitivity. Each state and even each town within the United States has its own unique customs and traditions, and it is our responsibility as travelers to honor and respect them. One way to show respect for local customs is to familiarize ourselves with local laws and regulations. These can vary from state to state, including speed limits, right-of-way rules, and even restrictions on certain types of vehicles. By adhering to these regulations, we not only avoid legal trouble, but also demonstrate our understanding and appreciation for the local community. Furthermore, respecting local customs means being mindful of the local environment and its preservation. As we traverse the different landscapes of the United States, we should be conscientious of our impact on nature. This can mean properly disposing of trash, sticking to designated trails when hiking, and refraining from disturbing wildlife. By practicing responsible ecotourism, we ensure that future generations can continue to enjoy the beauty of these landscapes. In addition to respecting the natural environment, it is also important to show respect for the local culture and traditions. This can range from being mindful of attire when visiting religious or sacred sites to being respectful of local customs and traditions, such as mealtime etiquette or greetings. Taking the time to learn and appreciate the cultural nuances of each region allows us to forge a deeper connection with the places we visit and the people we encounter along the way. As a seasoned road tripper, I have come to appreciate the unwritten rules of the road and the power they hold in shaping our travel experiences. Learning to navigate rest stops with courtesy, sharing the road with consideration for others, and respecting local customs all contribute to a seamless and enjoyable road trip. So, as you embark on your next adventure, keep these etiquette tips in mind. Remember, the road is not just a means to get from one destination to another. It is a pathway to new experiences, connections, and memories. Capturing memories, road trip photography. 1. Pack the right equipment. Before hitting the road, it's essential to ensure that you have the right gear to capture the moments that unfold before you. As a seasoned road trip photographer, I have learned the value of being prepared. Here are some equipment essentials to consider. A reliable DSLR camera or a high-quality mirrorless camera. These will give you the flexibility to adjust settings manually and capture professional quality images. A sturdy tripod to stabilize your camera during longer exposures or in low-light conditions. A selection of lenses, including a wide-angle lens, which will allow you to capture vast landscapes, and a telephoto lens for zooming in on distant subjects. Spare batteries and memory cards to ensure you never miss a shot. Lens filters to enhance the colors and reduce glare in your images. A camera bag or backpack to keep your equipment safe and easily accessible during your road trip. 2. Shoot at the right time. One of the most crucial aspects of road trip photography is timing. Capturing the ideal lighting conditions can make a significant difference in the quality of your photographs. Here are a few tips to help you make the most out of different times of the day. Golden hour. The hour after sunrise and before sunset is known as the golden hour. The soft, warm light during this time adds a magical touch to your images, enhancing the colors and creating a peaceful atmosphere. Blue hour. Directly before sunrise and after sunset, the blue hour brings a calming blue tint to your photos. It's an ideal time to capture cityscapes or landscapes with a touch of mystery. Nighttime. With the right equipment and techniques, night photography can be incredibly rewarding. Long exposures can capture the motion of stars or the colorful lights of a bustling city. 3. Composition and framing. A critical aspect of photography is composition, the way you arrange the elements within the frame. Consider the following tips to achieve visually appealing compositions. Rule of thirds. Divide your frame into a 3x3 grid and place your subject along the lines or at the intersections. This technique creates balance and visual interest. Leading lines. Use natural or man-made lines like roads, rivers, or fences to lead the viewer's eye towards the subject of your photograph. This technique adds depth and guides the viewer's attention. Framing. Incorporate elements in the foreground, such as tree branches or doorways, to frame your subject and draw attention to it. 4. Capturing candid moments. While the landscapes and landmarks on your road trip are undoubtedly breathtaking, the candid moments can be just as memorable. People, wildlife, and unexpected encounters can add a unique charm to your photographs. Here are a few tips for capturing candid moments. Be alert. Always be ready with your camera and pay attention to your surroundings. Candid moments can occur spontaneously, so it's crucial to be prepared to capture them. Engage with people, interact with locals or fellow travelers, and ask for their permission to take a photograph. This way, you can capture authentic and meaningful moments. Capture emotions. Focus on capturing facial expressions and body language that convey emotions. Candid portraits can tell compelling stories. 5. Post-processing and editing. Once you have captured a series of stunning photos during your road trip, it's time to enhance them further through post-processing and editing. Here are a few techniques to consider. Adjust exposure. Use editing software to fine-tune the exposure in your photographs. This involves adjusting the brightness, contrast, and highlights to bring out the details. Color correction. Enhance the colors in your images to make them more vibrant and impactful. Adjust the temperature and saturation levels to achieve the desired effect. Crop and straighten. Take the opportunity to crop your images for better compositions or to straighten any horizons that may be slightly off kilter. Remove distractions. If there are any distractions in your images that might take away from the main subject, use editing tools to remove or minimize them. Experiment with filters. Apply filters or presets to add unique styles and moods to your photographs. This can be particularly useful for creating consistency throughout a series of images. In conclusion, road trip photography allows us to capture the essence and beauty of our journeys. With the right equipment, timing, composition, and editing techniques, you can create stunning images that will preserve your memories for a lifetime. So, hit the road, explore the vast landscapes, and let your camera be your creative companion as you embark on an unforgettable road trip adventure.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of our Immigrants in the USA podcast, where we understand that the journey of moving to a new country is filled with both hope and challenges. Join us again as we share 3 distinct episodes each week that cover an array of essential topics, from understanding American education systems and exploring travel destinations to achieving personal and professional success and mastering financial literacy. You are invited to also visit our official website for Immigrants in the USA at www.immigrantsinthe.us. Together, let's navigate this beautiful tapestry of experiences that define life as an immigrant in the USA.